but is an entirely separate condition that doesn't cause intestinal damage to the villi. Wheat allergy. This is a food allergy to part of the wheat grain, which may or may not be the gluten. Eating wheat or coming into contact with non-food products that use wheat-like cosmetics can trigger an allergic reaction. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. This condition causes the abnormal movement of waste through the large intestine, which can result in bloating, diarrhea, constipation, and pain. Many people with IBS can reduce bloating symptoms by removing gluten from their diet. How to know if you have gluten intolerance? Gluten intolerance is an increasingly common problem that causes uncomfortable symptoms after the ingestion of gluten. If you struggle with brain fog, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, fatigue, and headaches regularly, you may have an intolerance. Following an elimination diet that removes all traces of gluten for 2 to 3 weeks can identify a gluten intolerance. If you feel better after removing gluten from your diet, then you have some form of intolerance. However, if you don't notice any improvements during your elimination diet, you most likely don't have a gluten intolerance. An elimination diet is the best test for gluten intolerance, but this test cannot diagnose celiac disease. The diagnosis of celiac disease involves eating a gluten-rich diet for 2 weeks and undergoing a tissue transglutaminase, TDG, blood test, and small intestine biopsy. If you eliminate gluten from your diet before celiac disease testing, you won't obtain accurate results. This is because the tests check the levels of antibodies and intestinal damage that your immune system produces in response to gluten. Risks of going gluten-free. Following a gluten-free diet poses some risks. Gluten-free doesn't inherently mean healthy. In fact, removing foods with gluten from your diet can result in nutritional imbalances. This is because gluten-free products often contain low protein content and high fat, refined carb, and salt content. Moreover, a gluten-free diet increases your risk of the following mineral and vitamin deficiencies: iron, calcium, selenium, zinc, magnesium, vitamin B12, folate, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin K. You can lower your chances of nutritional deficiencies by eating a varied and balanced diet, including fruits, vegetables, gluten-free whole grains, low-fat dairy products, fish, legumes, nuts, and seeds. A healthy gluten-free diet must include high fiber and omega fatty acids intake, while being low in refined grains, fat, sugars, salt, and saturated fatty acids. Not everyone should eat a gluten-free diet. Unless you have gluten intolerance, a wheat allergy, or celiac disease, there are no benefits of eating gluten-free. Following a gluten-free diet will not make you healthier. Unfortunately, it can have the opposite effect if you don't eat a diverse and balanced diet. If you suspect that you have problems with foods with gluten, you should consult your doctor before going gluten-free. Your doctor can evaluate your history and symptoms and provide you with the right next steps. Eating gluten-free in an attempt to diagnose and treat your symptoms without guidance from a doctor can result in more significant problems down the line. For example, celiac disease has a genetic link that you can pass down to your children. You can also experience medical complications from celiac disease with continued exposure to gluten. Understanding the actual cause of your gut problems can make all the difference. If you want to improve your gut health, schedule an appointment with your health care provider. Samir Islam, MD, is a board-certified gastroenterologist and hepatologist practicing at Southwest Gastroenterology in Lubbock, Texas. For an appointment, feel free to contact his office at 806-761-0747. You can get more information from his webpage, www.sameerislam.com, www.samirislam.com, where you can also subscribe to his monthly newsletter. He also has a weekly Facebook Live show on Tuesday, 8 p.m. CST. Returning to normal, Jacob Ford, Odessa American. Adrian Vega left and Jonathan Garcia, 11, posed for a photo next to the lake at Memorial Park Gardens. Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Permian Basin program paired Vega with Garcia, and the two have enjoyed spending time for the last 2 years exposing Garcia to new experiences. Garcia is a sixth grader at Nimitz Middle School and doesn't have any siblings. Big Brothers Big Sisters aims to rebound from pandemic. By Michael Bauer, MBAUER at OAOA.com. Jonathan Garcia doesn't have any siblings, yet for the last 2 years he's had a mentor through the Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Permian Basin program. Adrian Vega, who works as a community development officer for the Sewell family of companies, was paired up with Garcia, and the two have enjoyed spending time together. Even the pandemic didn't separate them. Before COVID-19 became widespread, the Big Brothers Big Sisters program in Odessa was school-based only. What that meant was that I would go to Jonathan's school and hang out with him on campus, Vega said. However, when the pandemic came into play, it shifted to being a community-based organization since the Bigs weren't allowed to go on campus. What that allowed was more freedom as far as us being allowed to schedule times to meet, Vega said. The time that seems to work for us is Saturday afternoon. Because of the different schedule, Vega and Garcia have been able to do a lot more activities, from going to restaurants to going to the park. When we first started hanging out, we were limited by what we could do, so during those times we would play board games and cards and talk and just hang out by playing games, Vega said. Once we were able to have more freedom, as far as not being attached to the school, we've done a number of things. We've gone to the museum. We've walked around. We've come to the mall. We've gone to UTPB. For Garcia, who is 11 years old and is a sixth grader at Nimitz Middle School, it's been fun being in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. I like that it's giving you a lot of opportunities to see the world and sometimes take away your anxiety, Garcia said. It helps a lot. It takes away your social anxiety, especially when you have someone to talk to. As far as who would win the most games, Garcia was reluctant to say his Big would take the bragging rights, just barely. Most of the time it was even, Garcia said, like it would be who had the most skill or just the most luck. Usually it was him because I didn't know how to play some of those games properly. He would win most of them. Vega and Garcia are two of many people who are paired up in the Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Permian Basin. Currently, the Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Permian Basin has 82 matches, which include both Midland and Odessa. However, while Vega and Garcia weren't affected by the pandemic, the program has been trying to get back to normal after the disruption this past year. That includes the Odessa-based program, which was only started in 2018. We started at one elementary school, and we expanded to 3 schools, and we were beginning to pick up momentum, but then COVID hit. Big Brothers Big Sisters Permian Basin Executive Director Kay Kreitz said, "The schools shut down, and that's all we had in Odessa at the time. And when the schools shut down, the program had to make some adjustments. We transitioned as many as we could to our community program, where they can get together outside of the school, but some people weren't comfortable with that, and we understood that," Kreitz said. "If they were matched, they were able to meet virtually in order to keep the match going." With the world slowly returning back to normal, Kreitz says the organization is in need of peers. "Currently, I have many more children waiting than I have volunteers," Kreitz said. "I think we have only 4 volunteers right now who are waiting to be matched." The organization has been trying to reach out. That's been challenging at times, as Kreitz says their best recruiting methods for children and volunteers is to be out in public attending events. "We couldn't do that much last year, but events are starting to come back," Kreitz said. "That includes Midland Rockhounds and other events, but without volunteers, the organization can't recover. We're beginning to get back out, but we really need people to understand how badly and how hard it hit the program," Kreitz said. "Volunteers are important for any program, and ours wouldn't exist without them. We're based on volunteers, and if we don't have volunteers, we don't have a program." Like most people around the world, Kreitz says the children in the Big Brothers Big Sisters have been through a lot in the past year because of COVID. With parents being laid off and schools being shut down, they've lost their socialization, Kreitz said. Some of them lost ready access to food. Parents may have been laid off. They had no release unless they could meet up with their big brother virtually. "We have children who have been through all of this. They really need someone to just listen. It's made it even more vital than ever for volunteers to help out at Big Brothers Big Sisters." Kreitz added that a lot of the children in the organization are from low-income homes. 28% have at least one parent in prison, Kreitz said. 8% are living with a family member other than their parents. Mentoring gives these children an opportunity. 68% of our children in our program are being bullied, either at school or at home. Having a mentor that will validate their self-worth and let them know that they matter enough to make time for them, it's amazing what a difference a little time makes to a child, and showing them that they matter can make. The process of matching bigs up with littles takes a number of things into account. "We match our bigs and littles based on personality types," Kreitz said. "They'll do things that interest them. Maybe they'll play disc golf or regular golf. That's when they'll open up and tell you what's going on with their lives." Volunteers range from high school on up. If they're a sophomore and 16, they can enroll in the high school program. "And we have volunteers up until they are in their 80s, Kreitz said. "The ultimate goal for the children is to help them grow up to be productive members of society. They are our future co-workers and future neighbors," Kreitz said. "We want them to grow up and graduate from high school. We encourage them to stay in school and graduate from high school and encourage them to have a plan after that, whether it's further education or a trade that they can contribute to our communities." But not only is the program looking for volunteers and children, but it are also looking to reinvigorate its community. Kreitz says the key to expanding the reach into the community is a strong committee with members who have good community contacts. That committee is tasked with directing the program in Ector County and assisting in the overall success of the program throughout the Permian Basin. The committee meets monthly from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. on the second Monday of each month. Those who are interested should contact Kreitz at kay@mentorthebasin.org, kay@mentorthebasin.org, or at 432-687-0195. For Vega, it's been a fun opportunity to be involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters. My father was a Methodist minister and my mom was a social worker, Vega said. What that meant for us growing up, it was instilled in us to give back and to serve and to be in a relationship with others in the community. I grew up with that mindset. When given the opportunity to do this, I thought this would be a great way to give back and pour into the life of another man. I have two kids of my own. My son is a freshman in college and my daughter is a junior in high school. God has blessed us with being able to provide for them, but at this moment I just had time to invest in another young person. Those who are interested in volunteering in the program can go to https://tinyurl.com/2DS5X3S4. On the net, bbbspermianbasin.org. Master Gardeners. Tough Texas Native Adds Color During Hot Summer Months by Debbie Rowland and Emmy Ohmschneider, Master Gardeners. Lantana, my favorite plant. Debbie, not Emmy. I've had these plants and kept them alive even before 2013. That is when I became a master gardener and learned what it takes to make things grow in West Texas. This genus contains 150 species and it may be known to you as verbena. They can grow low to the ground or resemble a shrub. Our native lantana, just like native Texans, is tough, durable, and nearly indestructible. Lantanas belong in the Verbenaceae family, which includes verbenas and two other natives, bee brush and frog fruit. Native Texas lantana, Lantana urticoides, provides color in those hot, sunny problem areas from May to November and seems to bloom more the hotter it gets. It is deciduous, so summer color gives way to gray stems in winter. Flowers appear on new wood, so to keep it manageable, cut back aggressively after the last frost. Lantanas are planted in the spring when the last frost is over. I find that new growth is slow to appear the next year, so don't give up and grab your shovel. Once the weather starts to stabilize and get warm, they really start growing. Mine are planted in a 4-foot-wide bed and grow over the sidewalk on both sides. I use an electric hedge trimmer to cut them back once during the summer. This promotes more flowers for the remainder of the season. This plant grows in full sun with well-drained soil and can survive in dry conditions. They don't like wet roots, so is a great addition for the Permian Basin. Fertilizer is not required. In areas that receive more rain, lantana can be considered invasive. I find that new plants come up nearby but are easily pulled or given to friends as a pass-along plant. Lantanas, including Texas lantana, are poisonous to mammals, including dogs and humans. The beautiful dark purple berries can be especially attractive, so plant lantana where small children and dogs will not be tempted. Birds, however, will readily eat the berries and spread the seeds. For bees and butterflies, lantana is a nectar magnet. If you want native butterflies from the showy swallowtails and monarchs to the smaller hairstreaks and skippers, plant lantana. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Outstanding Shade Bloomer by Jeanette Castagnon. The Texas Gold Columbine is one of the most spectacular shade-blooming plants. Before the introduction of any plant, years of testing and production has occurred. Concerning plant size, the Texas Gold Columbine attains a height of 2 to 3 feet in April after winter growth. Unlike other columbines, Texas Gold survives the summer and is awakened by the cool weather and rains of fall. After growing a clump of beautiful fern-like foliage throughout the winter, the plant erupts into a mass of brilliant golden-yellow, spidery flowers which appear to be dancing in thin air. Hinckley's columbine must be grown in some shade. It will grow in dense shade, but performs best with as much as half sun. The more shade there is, the less blooms there will be. The more sun there is, the more blooms there will be, but the foliage will burn worse in the summer. Plantings beneath deciduous trees, those that lose their leaves during the winter, such as Arizona ash, bald cypress, Montezuma cypress, red oak, cedar elm, and crepe myrtles, are excellent as the trees provide shade during the hot summer months, while allowing the winter sun to shine through while the plant is actively growing. Since the plant goes somewhat dormant during hot summer months, plan to have summer-thriving, shade-loving plants such as coleus, begonias, caladiums, blue shade, or impatiens interplanted with the columbine. Plant foliage is customarily cut to the ground just above the crown from which foliage emerges after bloom and seed drop have occurred. This causes the plant to generate new, lower-growing foliage for the summer. Pets of the Week. Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Goldie, a friendly and calm adult male orange tabby, needs to be adopted to a new home from the Odessa Animal Control. Adoptions at the Odessa Animal Control are currently $80 for dogs and $50 for cats. To adopt Goldie or one of the many other pets at the Odessa Animal Control, stop by 910 West 42nd Street or call 368-3526. If Goldie has been adopted, there are many other pets that need good homes. Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Photo courtesy of Odessa Humane Society. Odie, a 2-month-old male kitten, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Odie or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane. Call 381-5503. Visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract, along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. Photo courtesy of Odessa Humane Society. Ginger, a 2-year-old female Chihuahua mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. to adopt Ginger or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. Eli Hartman, Odessa, American. Chase, a male 1 to 2 year old male pit healer mix, needs to be adopted to a good home. Chase is a very friendly and playful dog that loves attention. He is friendly with other dogs, but cats are an unknown. Adoptions at the Odessa Animal Control are currently $80 for dogs and $50 for cats. To adopt Chase or one of the many other pets at the Odessa Animal Control, stop by 910 West 42nd Street or call 368-3526. If Chase has been adopted, there are many other pets that need good homes.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. Life Hacks for Any Mom by Taylor Sutton, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. Mommying is hard work, no matter what stage you are in, from newborn to empty nester. Moms will create or find hacks to make mommying a bit easier for their lifestyle. Here are our favorite hacks. Create a snack bin. Be it for those early breastfeeding sessions, kids after school, or asking for a snack every 5 seconds on the weekend, having some pre-prepared snacks, either bought this way or created by you, are great to have on hand in a pinch. If you like the idea of meal prep but haven't yet deviled in, this is a fantastic no-bake option to start. Pre-cook and pre-portion proteins. This is a huge time saver for weekend meals and can be universal, from curries to Italian to Mexican food. Pre-cooking proteins like ground beef, ground chicken or chicken breasts, ground turkey, or different cuts of pork are easy to cook and then freeze in individual family-sized portions for an easy grab from the freezer. Use your egg slicer as a food cutter. Whether you are preparing for more challenging baby-led weaning foods or that night salad, put your egg slicer to work with more than just hard-boiled eggs. From strawberries, grapes, mushrooms, cucumbers, and a slew of other soft produce, this underutilized kitchen tool can come in handy when you need an extra set of hands. Clean your microwave with vinegar. We've all been there where things explode in the microwave, and the last thing we want to do is clean it up after putting it off for a few days when it becomes crusty. An easy, low-maintenance way to get the process started is to put 2 cups of water and 2 tablespoons of vinegar in the microwave and let it steam for 5 minutes. Easily wipe away the prior mess and try not putting it off too long next time.